Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of The Blurb. I'm Adrian and I'm here with Greg and Sarah.
Hey. Hello. Hello there.
Lovely to see you guys from the other side of the, well, not world, but...
The North Sea and
the
bit.
The North Sea and a bit, yes.
Yeah.
Because where are you?
I'm in Sweden, guys.
My God.
The home of ABBA.
Yeah.
And Vikings.
And what else have we got? Meatballs, IKEA.
Oh my God, yep.
Guy who wrote The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Stieg Larsson.
Yes.
Saunas.
That's Finland, but fine.
Damn it! So close.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Well, hope you enjoy your time there. And it's so great you can join us.
Through the power of technology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've all worked it out now, so that's good. Shall we crack on into today's blurb?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes,
let's do it.
Prue is on her own, but then so are plenty of other people. And while the loneliness can be overwhelming, surely she'll find a party somewhere. Prue's husband has walked out, leaving her alone to contemplate her future. She's missing not so much him, but the life they once had. Picnicking on the beach with small children, laughing together, nestling up like spoons in the cutlery drawers they sleep. Now there's just a dip in one side of the bed and no one to fill it. In a daze, Prue goes off to a friend's funeral. Usual old hymns, words of praise and a eulogy. But it doesn't sound like the friend Prue knew. And it isn't. She's gone to the wrong service. Everyone was very welcoming. It was, oddly, a laugh and more excitement than she's had for ages. So she buys a little black dress in a charity shop and thinks, now I'm all set. Why don't I go to another? I mean, people don't want to make a scene at a funeral, do they? No one will challenge her. And what harm can it do?
Oh.
My goodness.
Funeral crashing. I can't believe Prue. That's taken off. Unbelievable.
Prue, what are you doing?
Bless her. So Prue, her husband has walked out on her. And yeah. Obviously the kids are probably grown up, I imagine.
Mm. I guess so now, yeah.
She's just lonely, guys. Mm. She's just missing something out of her life. And then...
wanders off to a funeral and it apparently is the best time she's had in ages.
Yeah, that's it really, isn't it? I mean, that's all we've got really so far.
Yeah.
But that's great.
Mm.
I love it. This is going to be fun.
Let's do it, guys.
Let's do it.
Prue was standing by the door, her husband removing the final boxes of his stuff into his car. Her marriage of 25 years was ending. Gary wanted out, and he wasn't coming back. Gary was putting the last of the boxes in the back of his Ford Sierra and was about to hand the keys over to Prue.
You sure you want to do this, Gary?
I need some space and time, and it just doesn't feel like I can be my real self with you. I feel like I lost myself being with you.
What do you mean, Gary? We've raised two beautiful children and...
Yeah. Boring. Absolutely boring. Do you know what I wanted to do? Do you know, when you met me, do you remember who I was? I was a punk. That's who I was. Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I was one too, but we grew out of that phase, Gary.
It just felt like you grew out of it quicker than I did, and I was just along for the ride. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. I want some rock and roll back in my life, and you're not giving that to me. I'm sorry. I know that's harsh, but that's just how I feel, and that's the truth.
Look, Gary, just take off. Don't want to see you again. You'll see, I'll have the perfect life without you.
Sure, if by perfect life you mean sit in the chair, watch Countdown, go to the shops...
You don't know me, Gary. I have friends. I have things to do. I have a life outside of our home.
Your friend, especially one of your friends, is dead. So I don't know.
Jesus, Gary. Leave me alone. I need to get ready for this funeral.
Fine. Bye, Prue.
Bye, Gary.
Gary leaves. Big puff of smoke out the back of the Sierra as he turns the corner. Prue closes the door, slightly relieved, but slightly shocked at this sudden new life she has to forge on her own. Later that day, she slowly gets ready for her friend's funeral. Her friend Cassie, She's known since high school. They used to do everything together, best friends they once were. Cassie was a real wild child. That's how they met Gary at the punk rock club. She died of a fatal overdose.
Cool.
It was accidental, of course, but still, a mixture of prescription medication and a heavy night of drinking. Oh, Cassie still hasn't changed. She got dressed and went to the funeral service. Looked around when she arrived and didn't really recognize anybody, but hey, she probably wouldn't recognize Cassie if she passed her in the street either. She took a seat and listened in to the speeches.
Welcome to today's service. I see that the church is full of friends and family. Now, I've got a couple of words here that the family have asked me to read out, and I think this adequately describes the person we're here to mourn today. Calm, sensible, a rock. Someone who could cure the sick and feed the needy. A woman who, in her time, went and served in the Peace Corps, cared for others. Of course, today, we're here to celebrate the life of Jonty Sipwood.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Yeah.
So this isn't Cassie Cadbury's funeral?
Oh, no, you must be at the wrong one.
Oh, wow, this is really embarrassing. I'm so sorry for your loss, obviously, but
yes.
Also, where is my head at? Oh, my husband left me this morning.
Oh, you poor thing.
I mean, I hate to make it all about me, but I've had a really rough day.
Yes. If you do miss the funeral, I mean, we're having a wake and, you know, Jonty Sipwood knew just the most wonderful people. So, I mean, of course, it's going to be full of lovely people. You can just hang around here if you don't find the other one.
Do you think that would be...
Hi, I'm really sorry. One of the speakers has dropped out. I don't mind. You obviously look like a friend of Jonty's. Do you want to come on up and say a few words? Come on up now. Thank you very much. Come on.
Good luck.
Wait, okay. Hello, everyone. Right. Yes, Jonty, my friend, who I knew and lost touch with. Completely, actually. But, you know, I think we all feel that the love that she leaves behind is still very much among us. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Woo! Great speech. That was wonderful. I'm the Reverend. You've known Jonty for a long time, then?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Of course. It sounds like it. Thank you so much for that wonderful speech. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now everyone would like to meet you after those beautiful words.
I mean, I'll go to the wake if you think I'd be welcome. You don't think it's strange that I didn't actually know her?
No, you've got a very kind face and it seems like you would have actually got along quite well. And if anything, Jonty was the most welcoming person I knew, so I'm sure she would, if she knew about this, she'd welcome you. She'd welcome you to her own funeral.
The sound of that. Yeah, I really should be building more of a life for myself now that my husband's gone, so if you don't mind, I will tag along to that wake.
Oh, of course, yes. The funeral finishes and the wake is just next door. Of course, now Prue's face is recognizable as she gave a very loving eulogy. And everyone's keen to talk to her. She's having a great time interacting with all of Jonty Sipwood's friends and family. Including her brother.
Do you want another vol-a-von? Another vol-a-von?
Yeah, why not? Thank you.
Very good. John, who done the catering, has done a bloody, bloody good job, I think.
Oh, yeah, these are marvellous. Mm.
So so you said you knew Jonty since you were young. When was that? Where did you meet?
Oh, we were acquaintances, I would say, more than friends. Friends of friends.
Ah.
Where did you grow up again?
We grew up in Kent, Royal Tunbridge Wells, that sort of way.
Yes, yes, of course, of course. I did too. Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, did you used to go in the old Red Lion pub?
Oh, did I ever? Yes.
You don't mind me saying, you seem quite high-spirited for Jonty. Jonty was very, she was my sister. She's a lovely lady, very nice. But, you know, she was, as they would say, a plain Jane. You seem rather fun.
Oh, thank you for saying so. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to leave.
Take this bottle of scotch with you. You deserve it. That was a lovely eulogy.
Thank you. And I forget your name. Jonty and...
Monty.
Monty, that's it. Right. How could I forget?
Absolutely. Well, you don't be a stranger now, Prue, and I'll see you in the old Red Lion.
Yes, indeed.
Prue heads home with the bottle of scotch. Wow, what an exhilarating day. She has a couple of drinks to loosen up when she gets home. The first time she's met some people in a long while. Strange that it happened at a funeral, though. Maybe she should meet more people. But how these days, how do you join a club and fit in and start a conversation? So only thing that can come to her mind is, should she buy a little black dress and go to another one? Everyone seemed quite welcoming and it just went down so well. She liked improvising, the thrill and the rush of pretending to know the person. She sits back, has another scotch, and falls asleep watching Countdown. A week passes. She's bought the dress and she's on the way to the church again. She takes a seat and listens into the eulogy.
Hello, it's me, the Reverend again. It's lovely to see you all, and what a sad day it is. It's a sad day because we've lost one of Ipswich's greatest football heroes. Kyle McClintock, originally from Scotland, but made his home here in Ipswich town. He started off as a striker. Then, when his knees gave way due to that dog incident, he then became a manager at Ipswich Town. A manager for four glorious years before his eyesight went and he couldn't manage football anymore. We would like to now sing a hymn that he loved very dearly by a young Rod Stewart. If you think I'm sexy, if you can all join in, the words are written in the sheet that's next to your pew. Thank you very much.
Na 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 na.
The song was sung out in horrible tones. Lots of gusto, but no one was a singer. You know, it's the world of football. Prue was sitting again at the back and began talking to one of the mourners there.
Oh, such a shame about Kyle.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's a poor guy, lost his knees at 32 and his eyes at 44.
Yeah, it's never easy, but especially when it's that sudden and...
Ah, so you knew him well, did you?
I did, yes. We were lovers once, me and Kyle.
He always said he had a few shaggers around, so...
Oh, I'm one of them.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
I'm Prue. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Miko. I was the kit man when he was a young boy, and...
Oh, he did talk about you, I remember now, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mean, I always did think I mentored him into his success, but yeah.
Oh, you did. He said you were one of the more important people of his life. And
wow.
If he hadn't met you, well, who knows?
My God.
Hey, Miko, where's the wake? I forgot my invitation at home. Where?
Oh, yeah, it's down at, it's actually at his house. Yeah, he's got a lovely 7-story house. Oh, he's bloody successful, that guy. I mean, I can drive you there.
Great, yeah, perfect, thank you. They jump in Miko's car and drive off to wake number 2 for Prue in just 1 week. She has a strange tingling feeling in her body, like an adventure. She's not felt this alive since she met Gary in the punk concert in 1972. They arrive at a big 5-story mansion on the outskirts of Ipswich, where a group of mourners gathered outside the door. Hello, everyone. Hi, I'm Prue. Nice to meet you all.
What's your Prue?
Sorry for your loss, of course.
Yeah, he was a good manager. He was a good manager. Good bloke. Not going to cry because I'm a man. Sorry, I've really got to inspect that tree over there just to be on my own, not crying. Yeah. Right, I'm off to inspect the tree.
Oh, and you must be the wife. So sorry for your loss.
I'm Agatha, and you must be...
Prue, yes.
Oh, Prue. Hi, Prue. I'm sure he probably talked about you. You're very beautiful. So, have you got a husband of your own, or?
I do, but he walked out on me the other week. Actually, I came out of nowhere, and I'm sorry. I don't. Hey, I came here to have fun. Okay, so should we just go inside and pour ourselves a drink and celebrate the life of Colin?
Yes, I know, you're right. We should celebrate his life. You're right.
I brought a bottle of scotch.
Oh, well, let's drink. To Colin.
To Colin.
They drink into the night. It's a raucous party. There's even strip poker going on. It gets flipping wild. Even cocaine in certain corners of the house are being ingested. Prue stays the night. She wakes up early in the morning, hungover to hell. Yeah, she had the scotch. Yeah, she had some cocaine. Yeah, she even had MDMA. She went balls to the wall because that's how the family said goodbye. Weeks went by and the adrenaline rush of funerals and wakes got bigger and bigger. She done a banker's funeral in Norwich. She did a famous light entertainer's funeral in Cambridge. She darted all over the place. And as she went to this funeral, this was funeral number 8 in the space of 3 months. She walked up to the church and made her way into the auditorium. Hello again, it's me, the Reverend. So good to see so many of you here. It's a sad day, as we can all attest to. He was a wonderful dog. He gave his owner, Marjorie and Clive, 12 years of really good times. He loved long walks, and he loved being petted in the evening while watching TV.
Sorry, Reverend, I'm going to interrupt you there. Can I come up and just say a few words about the dog?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I know I've had a few drinks already.
Yeah.
But I'm just getting prepared for the wake, people. The wake is where it's at. Hi, my name is Prue, and I had a dog once too. He was lovely. And so was this dog that I knew. A little bit I knew him. And I knew Marjorie and Colin. Was it Colin?
It's Clive. You know it's Clive.
Yes, I knew them very well. And it's so lovely to see all of your faces. Miko, is that you? And Monty? Oh, no. Did everyone know this dog?
Prue, I think you better come outside and get some fresh air.
Oh my
got?
Goodness,
excuse me. Did you actually know my dog? I'm Clive, by the way. The one who got you got the name wrong.
Sorry, this is the dog that I thought it was. I'll just go outside now.
Wait a minute, I don't know who you are. My dog, right, got electrocuted. It bit into a bloody cable and it sparked up sky high. And you come here on the day of my dog's funeral. And tried to crash it, it seems. How bloody dare you?
How dare you, yes.
Look, I think my name's Monty. I Prue, I think you should leave now. It's getting a bit heated here.
Oh, but you know me. I'm Miko. We had a great time.
Yeah, well, that's when I thought you bloody knew him, eh? And this is disgusting. How can you do it?
But you're my new friends, my... life, my...
No, I gave you that rack because I thought you were a great friend of my husband and bloody hell, you snorted it like a choo-choo train. And I didn't say a bloody word. And now I'm thinking you've just used me.
We all feel like we've been used. Get out! I think you should come with me, Prue. I'll take you home. Come on, let's go.
Monty took Prue in his car back to Prue's house. They let themselves in and sat in the living room while Monty got Prue some water.
If I get this straight, you didn't know my sister really then?
No, Monty, I don't know anyone. I've been locked up in my house for the past 20 years raising two children with Gary. And now he's gone and I have no one.
Do you know what? It's fine.
Is it?
It's absolutely fine. I mean, yes, you shouldn't have gone and done as much. But, you know, my sister would have found it funny, actually.
Do you think so? Am I not an awful, awful person?
I mean, yes, a little bit. A tiny bit. But Prue, aren't we all? Maybe there's a better outlet for you. Rather than going to people's funerals. What you really need is some time to yourself to reevaluate who you are and what you do in this world moving forward.
Oh, you're probably right, Monty.
Here's some water.
Thank you. I'll definitely take some time now and try and get my life back on track. This has been a crazy few months.
Sure. And I noticed there's a bag of cocaine under the toilet. I'm going to take that because I just think you need to kind of go cold turkey now.
Prue ended up going cold turkey, shutting herself away, eating cans of Baxter's cold soup, staying away from the Charlie and the horse and the sauce, the Holy Trinity. And after a few weeks, was slowly starting to feel herself again. She opened today's paper and saw that the great scientist, Dr. Thomas Elroy, had passed away and the funeral was going to be held next week. It was a big gig. Prue was going through her mind of the buffet, the cashless bar. She thought about it long and hard and decided she would go and do one last wake. The wake of all wakes.
Oh, hi, Reverend. It's me, Prue. I promise I do know Mr. Elroy. I was a close friend, and I'll just sit at the back. But I don't really need to say anything, unless you want me to. Of course, I'll volunteer. But
Prue, that's in the eyes of the law, that's very nice of you to be so forgiving. You can come, Prue.
Thank you. Yes. Knew him well, knew him well. And like I say, I'll be in the back, but if you want me to say something, just give me a little wink and I'll come straight up to pop it.
I'll shout out your name. It's my church. I'll do whatever the hell I want.
The service started and Prue was sat at the back. Next to her was a man she'd not seen for a long while.
Gary, what are you doing here?
Prue? I just don't tell anyone, but... I'm not really a scientist, as you know, but I was a massive fan. I just thought I'd crash the funeral. Don't tell anyone. It's my first time.
Oh, my God, Gary?
Yes?
You are kidding me.
What?
Do you know what I've been doing for the past 3 months?
Crying because you're not with me?
In your dreams, Gary. I'm now a professional funeral crasher.
My God.
I've been to probably 10.
10? It was only a few months ago I walked out the door.
I know. I'm telling you, follow my lead and we will have the best time.
Okay.
First things first, I'm giving a eulogy.
My Lord.
Brew goes up to the pulpit and gives the eulogy of a lifetime. Gary can't believe his eyes. The Prue that he fell in love with is back and on a stage. They go on to the wake and the night is a flurry of drugs, alcohol, old time memories come flooding back. And at the end of the night, they look into each other's eyes.
So, I know you've been missing me and I like this new side of you now. So what about coming and jumping on the good ship Gary one more time?
If we're going to do this, Gary, I need you to move back in.
Okay.
We can keep this up. We can make this our new life.
Let's do it. Let's go crashing. Gary and Prue would go on and crash many more weddings, bringing them closer and closer together until finally they were arrested and sentenced to 12 months each for crimes against funerals and wakes. The experience changed Prue forever. She found her joie de vivre. She was back to her old self. Sometimes you need to walk on the wild side to regain who you once were.
The end.
Prue is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Good on her.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way I could do that. Wow.
No.
No. Wow.
Especially because there's a law, crimes against funerals and wakes. That's
exactly.
Well, yeah, knowing that now, I definitely wouldn't do it. But prior to knowing that, I couldn't.
Lots of lies and pretending. It's a lot of energy, actually, to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that being just silly improvisers ourselves, but to be actually doing
indeed.
It a high stakes thing like that, that's insane. Well done, her. I mean, that's.
Yeah, round of applause.
Round of applause.
I feel like we're talking about it like it's a documentary. The Life of Prue. Oh, maybe that's the title of the book, eh?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't give the title away yet.
just leave it at that, The Life of Prue.
The Life of Prue. Shall we quickly give it our own title first? Mm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. When?
The
eulogy
hits.
The
fan.
Brilliant. When the eulogy hits the fan. I think that's a great title. But
that is a great title. What is the real title?
Shall we find out the real title?
Yes, please.
The real title is The Black Dress by Deborah Mogach.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks,
lovely
Deborah.
Stuff.
Thanks, Debs.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our version, Deborah.
We'll expect an email soon. Yeah, absolutely.
A cease and desist.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Let's wrap this one up. It's been a pleasure to see you guys.
Mm. Always.
So if you want to contact us, all the ways are in the show notes. So get on there. And the other thing you can do, which really helps us out, is to leave a review, rate it, and share it with your mum. This has been The Blurb, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.